As the line rang, Jack pictured his father at the cabin, the television chattering, glancing at the screen as he leafed through a magazine or cut open the day's mail. 2 full rings passing before he even considered getting out of his chair. "Hello?" Tom Hamilton answered right on cue. For a panicked moment, Jack found he couldn't speak. The sheer enormity of what he had to say was lodged in his throat, tamped down like garbage in a rusty can. And now that the day was over, he found he couldn't pull the lid off. "Hello?" Tom said again, a note of suspicion in his voice.
"Dad?" Jack whispered. "It's me, Jack."
"Jack? What's the matter, son? You don't sound like yourself. You and Lainey make it back to Portland all right?"
"No."
A burning now where the plug had been, a raw, sandy feeling pressing against his larynx.
"I'm at a motel in Colfax."
"Colfax?" Tom pronounced the name as if it were a leper colony. An anguished sob left Jack's throat, and his room at the guest house blurred to insensibility. Tears rolled down his cheeks, dotting the coverlet.
"Oh, God! I lost her, Dad! I lost Diane!"
"You lost her? Christ, son! What are you saying?" Tom demanded, uncharacteristic doubt and alarm in his voice, intersecting at jarring angles. "Are you telling me that Lainey is... that she's dead?"
"No!"
Jack reacted, horrified. "I mean that I pulled in at Steptoe so she could use the restroom, and that's the last I saw her. I looked and I looked, but she's gone, disappeared, and I don't know what happened to her."
"Jack, slow down, son. You're not making sense. Take a deep breath."
Jack did as he was told and felt something rattle. The coil of tension winding through him since Steptoe loosened a notch, and when he inhaled, he found he was able to speak without choking.
"All right, good," his father sighed.
"Now back up from when you left here and tell me what happened."